Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. I'm always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring Jennifer Reed Hawthorne back on the show. Jennifer is one of our favorite folks, and she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. She's the co-author of a number one New York Times best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, also Chicken Soup for Mother's Soul. She's the author of The Soul of Success, also Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, and she is one of our great Brain Trust members. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. It's so good to be here.
Good to have you back. We've missed you.
Thank you very much.
You know, Jennifer, being a small business owner, there's one thing that describes that's sort of an overarching thing that describes being a small business owner. It comes with the territory. If you can't handle it, if it's too hot in the kitchen, you got to get out. And that stress, it is not possible. It is not even conceivable that you would start, run, and grow a small business and not have stress in your life. What do you think about that?
Boy, that is so true. And you know, when I think about stress, I'm very aware that it's not something that just small business owners have to deal with. I think everybody who is in a human body on planet Earth right now is dealing with stress, and we have to deal with it on every level of life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. You know,
it's worse. I tell you, I'm going to say, though, Jennifer, it's worse for small business CEOs than anybody else, and I'll tell you why. If you're a big business CEO, you got people to handle this, help you handle the stress. If you're an individual, you got your stress and your family stress, I guess, to do about. But if you're a small business owner, you got the business, you got your customers, you got your employees, you got their families. If their families are hurting or whatever, you feel it very heavily. You got their livelihood on the line through payroll. You've got the government. I mean, there is no more stressful job in the marketplace, at least, than a small business owner. And you've been doing a lot of research on this recently, and learning about the impact of stress. Stress is corrosive, isn't it?
Boy, it sure is. And in terms of our health, I mean, I think this is where we really have to be alert, because whenever a person is under stress, no matter what the source is, what I've come to learn is that it produces a chemical in the body called cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And cortisol
Let's spell that for folks.
It's CORTISOL.
Right.
And it's something that is associated with disease and many conditions like anxiety, sleeplessness, worry, fear, forgetfulness, fogginess.
Weight gain.
And the more stress we have, the more cortisol that gets produced in the body, the more disease we have, and the faster we age.
Cortisol is probably an ancient thing that became part of the fight or flight thing, the reptilian part of our physiology that helped us to get away quicker or fight harder. But in modern humans, it becomes kind of corrosive, doesn't it?
That's right. In fact, Jim, when your cortisol levels are high, you're actually in a fight or flight state all the time, and so it's no wonder that by the end of the day you're absolutely exhausted.
Yeah.
So we've got to look for ways to reduce cortisol, because if we can do that, then we can start reducing blood pressure.
If we reduce cortisol, do we risk not being as sharp as we could be, or can we still get our job done and manage the stress with less cortisol?
Oh, absolutely, because if we start reducing cortisol levels, what happens is that we have the opportunity to return our physiology to a state of normal and effective functioning. And what this means is if you're not dealing with high blood pressure and high blood sugar and anxiety and worry and fear, what happens in its place is a tremendous degree of clarity that starts to settle in, as well as increased energy, for example. The body starts to balance out diseases or health issues that you might be dealing with. For example, in my situation, because of a couple of things we're going to talk about in a minute, as ways to reduce cortisol, I'm finding reduced anxiety. I'm feeling that I'm sleeping better. I'm finding
You just set it up perfect exit to this segment. I promise you, small business owners are not going to go away after you said that, because I promise you, we want a double dose of whatever you've learned about, right, folks? I'm ready for my cup to runneth over here in about 3 minutes. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with Jennifer Reed Hawthorne to reveal this magic potion. She really has it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.